You know, this is the best it sounds so far, so I'm gonna call that.
I'll just look at Matt the entire time. It's cool.
You know what Dan and I look like.
Yeah.
So. It's true. I'm new experience for you.
Hot.
I know it.
There you go.
Only the best on buffering.
I love to visually experience new experiences.
Who doesn't these days?
I know, right?
That's right. That's what this show's all about. Visual experience.
Yeah, right?
Which is why we fought so long, just so that we could see her.
Kids at home. Oh my God. I'm really glad that the kids at home are getting the benefit of being able to see Molly as well as we can.
Molly's a ghost.
I mean, that would be a really funny podcast episode to do an entire episode just talking about visual things.
Does all of us bring in something to show?
Hey, Adam, check out this drawing I just did.
Wow, that's the best drawing I've ever seen in my life. I wish
and
kids
then what
at home
you can
could
do
see it.
Is you can describe the drawing and then challenge listeners to make their own drawing based on the description and then submit them to the website.
It was a pony.
That'd be fun.
Fucking user-generated content, bitches.
Not
check
sure
out that UGC.
Not really sure how many people would opt for that, just because I posted something on Facebook recently, and I think only James responded to it.
I don't read Facebook.
No. Well, what about Twitter?
I still only read my feed on Twitter.
Do you
and I follow... I follow a lot of people.
Ah,
but not you.
Not the buffering podcast.
I've officially gotten to that point on Twitter where I physically cannot keep up with my entire feed.
Are you playing with something? Because I keep hearing clicking.
Oh yeah, sorry. Slap wristwatch.
Oh.
Where did you get that?
Dance Central.
Dance Central.
Video game.
Okay.
Nice.
I don't know. Someone handed it to me in like a freebie bag, and so I just kind of sit and fiddle with it.
That's fun.
Ah, tchotchkes.
It's actually really cool. These are all the slap bracelet watches are all the rage because you can pop out the face,
and like
clock. So you buy the face that you like, and then you buy the bracelet that you like, and you can just swap them out.
Cool. Yeah, I've seen those around here too.
I want one. Yeah, they're pops. They're totes pops.
Truly, we live in the future.
Yes, when
1980s.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been waiting for these bitches to come back so hard.
I always enjoyed them as a child.
I never really had
them.
It's like I'm holding a stick.
Weapon,
now I'm wearing
dude.
A bracelet. Now I'm holding a stick again. Now I'm wearing a bracelet.
Yeah,
they banned them everywhere.
They quickly turned into assault weapons.
They did.
Yeah, definitely.
They did.
Or just irritating as hell.
Yeah.
What entire
I think it was a little of both.
Entire classroom. Click, 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 click.
Shut up. And it's all one kid, 17 bracelets.
I'm trying to teach you cursive. You'll need this next year.
My eighth grade year, they banned yo-yos from my middle school.
Why would they do that?
Assault weapons.
Because they got super popular, and so they just became a distraction.
Because they hate fun.
So
exactly.
If you're saying they if dance got really popular fun. In your school, it'd turn into Footloose?
Yeah.
So what you need to do is make homework extremely popular.
Footloose!
Turn the game on.
Or just get John Lithgow down there.
That too.
I love doing homework. I'm going to do my homework in the middle of class.
Banned. Wait. No.
Oh, crap.
Hoisted by my own petard.
Do your homework in an abandoned warehouse
and
a wife beater.
That's how I always do it. That's why I never got any of it done.
You mean that isn't how you guys did your homework?
Not on a regular basis. That was kind of a... special thing.
Yeah.
Special occasions.
Yes.
If I did my homework, I got to do my homework.
Yay!
In an abandoned warehouse wearing a wife beater. Yes. with mustard stains. Whenever I think about wife beaters, there's always a mustard stain somewhere on.
That's exactly how I want my children to be conceived.
Through a mustard stain.
A mustard stain? Hmm.
Delicious.
No, I don't like that at all. I don't like anything about this.
Molly, mustard stains aren't condoms. It will happen.
Condiment. Condiment.
Ah.
I see where the confusion has come from.
That's why Molly got it wrong.
Mystery solved.
Oh, the day I learn about condiments versus condoms.
An important day in every young man's life.
I just want to say it took me an embarrassingly long amount of time to learn the difference between condoms and condos when I was little.
Also an important difference.
Like a condominium? Like a condominium?
One of
it's,
which...
It's a very small condom. I get it.
Apparently, people just live... I mean, I guess there are a bunch of people that eventually live in a condom, or like half of people. Half a chromosome of people.
Yeah, I was going to say it for a sec. Come live in my condominium.
Ew. Oh, gross.
I see what you did there.
I was wearing a wife beater with mustard stains. It all worked.
Well, no, what was weird is like someone said that they saw a condom out on like playground, and I was like, they built a condom on the playground? Like
a sheer statue.
I was like, there's no apartment buildings here.
You lied to me.
Why are you lying to me?
No, somebody built a condom out of Legos. It's kids.
Why does a kid know what a condom is in the first place?
I remember, what's his name? He went to middle school with us. He was...
Pete.
No.
David. Susan.
Mark. Larry. Mark.
Jeffrey.
He was Steve. Destined not to finish school.
Steve.
I can't remember
Joshua.
His name.
Steve. Steve.
Is it Steve?
No, it's not Steve. Steve.
Jason. How about Jason?
Henry.
Zach? No. I'm going to go with Zach.
Henry.
No.
Is it Henry?
Ooh.
David.
William?
Archie. Henry.
It's like Dylan or something.
Oh, I remember Dylan.
Travis.
I think we figured out it might have been Dylan if I'm thinking of the right person.
Dylan.
Dylan.
Is it Dylan?
Dylan.
Dylan.
Is it
Dylan Defoe?
Wouldn't it be Dylan Wiffo?
No, I like Dylan Dilfo.
Dilfo.
Dilfo Baggins.
Dilfo Baggins.
His cousin?
Yes. Dilfo Baggins. Formerly of Bag End, now of Minnetonka Middle School East.
Yeah. But I just remember somebody talking about how they went to a doctor's office and they got a bunch of condoms and they were using them as water balloons that didn't break.
That's a good plan. Of course,
Dylan
why would
Thompson?
You...
Thomas? Dude.
The only Dylan I know is Fisher.
That's the one.
Ah, there we are.
I was so far
that's
off.
The one.
And there it is.
There you go.
Hi, Dylan.
It was
sure
Dylan.
He doesn't listen. He's got things
surprised
to do.
If he's alive.
He is.
He is. Oh,
he's,
good.
Not only is he alive, he's a father.
Makes sense.
Yeah, well.
Multiple?
Should he use the condominium?
Just the one. Okay, just the one.
And recently.
Oh.
I believe. At least within the last year.
Oh, okay. Well, then, never mind. I had assumed...
He seems to be doing okay for himself.
That's good. I had low expectations. not to be mean, but it's one of those people where you see them in school, you're like...
Dylan, if you're listening,
you
I stood up for you, man. It's Dan. Dan's doing the shit talking.
We had to do... What was it fucking the? There was like a mini like fake court thing in one of the history classes.
Oh
and
yeah,
he,
yeah, yeah.
He volunteered to be on my team and he fucked the whole thing up.
Son of a bitch.
So that
fucked the whole thing up.
And because of that, I hold a grudge and assume he has a bad life.
I wanted to be the murderer. They made me be a lawyer. Stupid.
For some reason, I was a lawyer and actually wanted to be one at the time, but just for that.
I was okay with it, but it was second choice.
I was a juror.
No, that's definitely last place.
I was.
Did you just spend the entire time like doing a crossword, or
basically made up my
middle
mind
school,
within like the
Sudoku.
First 5 seconds? Oh yeah,
guilty.
That bastard's guilty.
Demanding a hotel room and free lunch, trying to stall the rest of the jury so he could stay longer, wouldn't have to go back to work.
Sequestered.
That's not a bad idea.
This
actually.
Kid has a weird understanding of jury duty,
especially middle school jury duty.
It's very strange. It was only supposed to take a day. It's taken 2 weeks.
We're supposed to be like 3 units from this one right now. Why are we still on this court case?
12-year-old angry man.
Oh, that's good.
I thought you said there was going to be pizza. Where's pizza?
Oh, stupid. Jury's
still
grade.
Out. Still waiting on that Chinese food delivery.
Ow.
Nice.
Did you injure yourself on peanut butter?
Yeah. Hi, peanut butter.
You got to watch out for that.
What kind of peanut butter?
Skippy.
Crunchy or creamy?
I'm going to guess creamy.
Creamy, bitches.
It's the only way to go.
Except for extreme crunchy.
If I wanted crunchy peanut butter, I'd just be eating peanuts.
Exactly.
I wish you could melt peanuts so that you could kind of decide if you bought a bag of peanuts and you could fix it.
But when you're having...
Because that way it's like, I love peanuts. I love shelling peanuts and having fun with that. But if I want, you know, chunky peanut butter... then I have to go buy a jar.
It's like half-melted peanuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would like it to be. Like, if you got a...
Get it. Ice cream. Sorry. I'm watching the baseball game, too.
Oh, I see how it is.
My bad.
I think the only solution is to resurrect George Washington Carver.
And force him to work.
And see what he can do for us.
Fix my peanut butter, damn it.
I will go get some chickens.
Yeah, George.
You start setting up the candles.
George, I'm going to have you rethink this entire praying. I mean, it's not easy enough for me.
Could we maybe melt them?
Yeah.
Melt them? Like in a microwave.
I just need to be able to put
these in
a microwave. What's a microwave? I don't know. You just got to make them melt in a microwave.
George, how about like a heat ray? Like, how about a weapon that we can just point at peanuts and melt them?
Meanwhile, George Washington Carver can't stop screaming at the technology around him and the tiny woman in a tiny box sitting on the table.
Wait, question. Wasn't this already like tackled in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No, they didn't do George Washington Carver.
Then we have the sequel.
I own both of them. Well, the sequel to the sequel.
So basically, we're gonna get them back together and make a third one focused entirely on peanuts.
I think there's already a script that's been written for it.
Just peanuts, or like a peanut whole?
Yeah, actually, I think I remember reading something about
Bill
that.
And Ted. Three.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I think it's been greenlighted by one studio.
Yeah. With who?
With Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter.
Really?
Yeah.
That.
Katie, would you mind? Think about it. Are they really doing anything right now?
Yeah, it's a terrifying thought.
Nah, not that I've seen.
Keanu, I don't think, needs to do anything. Alex,
he's kind of a what the hell happened to him.
I feel like he's one of... Reveals Bill and Ted 3 plot details. Jesus.
Okay, yeah, from back in August, we have an article that says Keanu Reeves is revealing Bill and Ted 3 plot details, is what Katie Shea just informed me of.
I don't want to see Bill and Ted in their 40s.
But what if they're like passing it on to their kids and then it's their kids' adventures somewhere? I mean, I don't know where
that
they'd go.
Like it's space.
I still think I'd watch them at this age.
I would.
What about George Carlin? No Rufus.
I would too.
I know. That is going to hurt it. Mm. Maybe they should replace him with Louis C.K.
Which he's holding back on his fourth season of Louie. He's taking more time to tour and concoct the show.
Spring of 2014.
Good for him.
Good for him, but bad for everyone who is excited to see a new season of Louie.
Well, screw you guys. It's his show. He'll do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, it's better than what they did with Community. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they went, psych, actually, we don't know when we're going to premiere the next season. Yep. Suckers.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're so proud of what's going on our network right now. We're just going to put this in our back pocket and say, fuck you.
No, that's exactly it. They're going to wait for one of the new release shows to tank, and then they'll probably just replace it with that.
Probably.
So it'll be on next week.
Actually, a lot of their stuff has been doing really well recently.
Has it?
What network are you on?
NBC.
What else
no,
is on
their
NBC
shows have
right
not
now?
Been doing well.
Revolution had a good following at first. I don't know if it's died out already.
What do they have for
the
comedy,
though? The bulk of their shows are doing really shitty.
Oh.
Are they the ones that have that Animal Doctor show? Or
yeah.
Or is that somebody else? Okay. Yeah, so just...
Oh, that's Animal.
That'll die.
I was going to say, give that a couple more weeks, then we'll have Community back.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple. That pilot was horrible.
Well, it's apparently still going.
It was pretty bad.
Although I saw a commercial where Bobby Lee fell down, because that's kind of what he does.
Yeah.
I kind of like Bobby Lee.
Yeah, I mean, the Bobby Lee and the monkey, and yeah, that's about it, actually.
Can we just have a show with Bobby Lee and a monkey?
Well, it was a thing to a...
I think they tried that.
Yeah, they tried that with Chang and the monkey from Community.
Oh, yeah. That was only the second of the show, though. I think if we expand it to a full two-hour show every week with just Bobby Lee and a monkey, I think we can make this the
highest
rated network in the world.
So many banana peels.
Yeah. I think just every week, Bobby Lee versus a new primate.
I'd watch that.
I would absolutely watch that.
More so just for the orangutan.
We would have to build up to like orangutan or chimpanzee, the higher apes, because they'd probably just tear his arms off. I mean, the show would pretty much be over at that point.
True.
Who's Bobby Lee?
Did you see Harold and Kumar?
Yes.
Remember when they went to Princeton?
Yes.
No.
Okay, well then that's not helpful.
Bobby Lee.
I met Kumar once, though. He's a nice guy.
How's he doing?
He's good.
Well, he's working for the president.
Yeah.
And teaching, what is he? You see, he teaches at a college or university, and I can't remember. Molly, do you remember where Cal Penn works?
He works for Obama again.
Well, I mean, doesn't he teach too?
Mm.
I thought he taught.
No one can have just one job in this economy anymore.
Especially famous
Cal
people.
Cal Penn to teach at... He's teaching at Penn.
Penn State?
No, like Pennsylvania University.
Oh.
Cal Penn is teaching at Penn. It's the joke.
Cool.
I don't get it.
Well, he was. He was on the Obama campaign, and then he left. And then now he's apparently back working on it again.
Oh, good for him. I just remember hearing he was a teacher. I was like, okay. Whatever.
Well, it's because he left House to go work on Obama.
Right.
And then he couldn't just come back to the show because they killed him.
Makes sense. That's kind of one of those shows where you don't get to leave. You're done
House,
or you're on there.
House solved everything else. Why can't
it
just solve death?
He actually went back for the finale, though.
Really? Kind of like...
As a ghost.
No, kind of.
Hey, guys,
of,
I'm back. Turns out it was lupus.
No, like the show's series finale, he was like hallucinating at one point, and he was talking to the ghosts of his, like the memories of his past to like figure out what was going on in the end. So it was kind of cool because they brought back like characters that you hadn't seen since season two. And you're like, oh my God, that's right. She's not dead.
Hooray. I should watch the show more.
Well, not so much anymore because
now that it's over, you can catch up whenever you want.
Exactly.
Except after a while, it's just like, okay, so something comes in, it's not what it seems, it's not lupus, and then they solve it.
It's this thing. Throw drugs at it. That drug made it worse. Now it's this thing.
I stopped watching it for the health stuff. Like, I watched it for, like, the background stories.
That's a terrible place to get medical advice. You should get a real doctor.
Though, I did think it was really funny. The one medical thing that I can remember from all of that show is that if you have one cigarette a week, it'll help with incontinence.
Incontinence?
Yes. You will stop peeing your pants.
Apparently. Peeing your pants is cool. Consider me Miles Davis.
I just remember him telling that to like a mall Santa. One cigarette a week or something.
Well, he doesn't need it. He just blamed the kid.
That's
what he was doing.
I'm actually researching on that show.
Well, I'll keep that in mind for when I'm like 80 years old. I'll start smoking at 80.
Why wait?
Always a good plan.
Why wait?
So, I mean, we've been running this for a while, but do we need to do an actual mic check for Futzinger's?
I have
been. Everything's good?
I have been, yeah.
Cool. Well, then... Yep.
Molly's sounding about right. You both sound pretty good, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're ready to move in.
Oh, I know it.
Okay, well, then this would be the bathroom beverage break time.
Yeah.
Bathroom beverage break time!
And do you have the script ready?
I do.
Okay. Ooh, I figured I'd check at the beginning rather than like kind of like so.
I've been on it though lately. I have.
I just realized that accountability makes it easier when there's checks and balances. Can I get anyone a beverage while I'm up?
Yes, please.
What do you want, Molly?
What do you want?
Yeah, Molly, it's mostly beer, so I don't know.
It's mostly beer, Molly.
Someone drink me a beer, and I will drink vicariously through them.
Okay.
Somebody drink a spotted cow.
She says somebody has to drink a beer, so she can live vicariously through them.
I could open a bottle of wine.
Nice.
That you could.
But
that'd be extra classy.
Can I just have a bottle opener?
Sure, yeah.
Are you going to
drink the bottle opener?
No,
use your teeth like a man.
Or your eye socket.
My bottle's being...
I've seen people open bottles with their eye sockets before.
I can do it with a ring, but I'm not wearing a ring.
One ring to open them all.
Okay, Molly, are you going to be drinking a Blue Moon Farmhouse Red Ale or a premium?
Wait, what's a premium?
Grain Belt.
Oh, Grain Belt, please.
Okay. Then you're drinking that first, and then I'll have my beer.
Okay.
Good deal.
Yeah, it's delicious. You're happy.
Yay!
Just making it easier for you.
Is this... I'm all turned around after... being gone last week. Is this episode 54?
Don't turn around.
55. Okay.
Yep. I'm going to stop.
The Skype icon don't is jumping.
Don't turn around.
That's because I think she typed hold away. And I told her to please hold.
Finish it.
Okay.
Finish it. Fatality.
Friendship.
Friendship. I always like incredulous announcers.
Yeah. Double kill.
I love
Triple
My Little Pony.
Kill.
What?
Kiltacular. Running riot.
What?
You sound like the Power Thirst commercial.
Nice.
Is that your dad's electrolytes?
Banana.
You've heard of strawberry. What about rawberry?
Did I miss something? I'm out of the loop on this one.
What? Yep.
Power Thirst.
I don't.
Dan, you know Power Thirst.
Remind me.
It's a sports drink. Trying.
Do they have ads on TV that I haven't seen since it's I don't have TV?
No, it's fake.
It's not a real thing.
It's a YouTube thing.
Oh, you see, I skip that stuff, so that's probably
Dan.
Why I don't.
You were a fool to do so.
Well, the only thing
a
that,
fool. And there it is.
Stewardess amounts of energy.
Yep, skip that one.
Uncomfortably energetic.
What about strawberry?
Strawberry.
I'm surprised nobody's copyrighted Menergy.
It's in your body. Oh, more.
That was good. The hell?
Deported back to Kenya gets me every time.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
I forgot about that. How funny that is. They also made another one that's maybe not quite as good, but still very entertaining, about the Ford F-15000. It's a truck, if you didn't guess, by Ford, called the F-15000. It's a truck. Pickup truck.
Over 9,000.
It's a big pickup truck.